Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a little golden book for you. Are you a person who watches Disney Junior? Specifically, do you watch Marvel, Spidey and His Amazing Friends? Because if you do, if you're a Spider-Man fan, boy, you're going to like today's story. And we are dedicating today's story to our friend Charlie, who is a huge fan of Spider-Gwen, or Ghost Spider, I guess.
Yeah,
she's pretty awesome. So let's get right into today's story. It is called Spidey and His Amazing Friends, The Lost Web Shooter. The story was written by Steve Belling. It's illustrated by Premise Entertainment. It is read today by Mommy and... Who are you? What's your name? Are you Peter Parker?
I.
Yes.
I'm Steve.
You're Steve? From Minecraft?
Yeah.
Nice. You never know who it's going to be with Mommy and Steve. It is. Are you ready, Steve? Are you ready for some web-slinging action?
I have no idea what that is. I mean, I've crafted string and made cobwebs in Minecraft, but I have no idea what... I haven't crafted a web slinger.
You're about...
But I have crafted a cobweb.
You're about to find out about it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Here we go. Spidey was swinging through the city when he heard an alarm. It was the villain, Doc Ock, stealing 3 big bags of money from an armored car. Spidey said, "Drop the loot. That money isn't yours." Doc Ock wanted to slow Spidey down, so she used her super strong tentacles to throw a flower cart at him. In the picture, we can see her doing this, and he is swinging along behind her. Looks like he's going to dodge it, right? Don't you think? Doc Ock ran into a nearby park and hid 1 bag of money in a tree. Spidey caught up with the villain and used his web shooter's thwip to get 1 of the bags back. But Spidey and Doc Ock played tug of war with the 3rd bag. "This is getting tiring," the villain said, pulling as hard as she could. Spidey fell back and hit a streetlight, knocking 1 of the web shooters off his arm. Spidey used his other web shooter to web up Doc Ock. And then he returned the money to the armored car driver. It's the right thing to do, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. They... He is
friendly, and it's his job to be friendly, yeah. They didn't realize that there was still a bag of money missing, but Spidey did realize that he needed to find his web shooter. Just then, Miles Morales called Spidey on their comlink to tell him that Aunt May wanted him to help her in the garden, and that gave Spidey an idea. He used the comlink to call Tracy, the robot, and the 2 smaller bots, Twirly and Twisty. He asked them to find his missing web shooter. Beep, beep. The robots were happy to help. Meanwhile, in her secret lair, Doc Ock was untangling the last of Spidey's webbing from her tentacles. "That annoying spider ruined my plan again," she grumbled. But that gave her an idea. She would send her Octobot, Cal, to get the bag of money she had hidden in the tree. At the same moment, a brother and sister, Will and Lizzie, were finding something in the park. It was blue and red and had a picture of a spider on it. Will pressed the button, thwip, and webbing shot out. "This must be Spidey's web shooter," Lizzie said excitedly. Will and Lizzie used the web shooter, thwip, to help a boy get his kite out of a tree, and they ran off to see what else they could do with it. To help a boy get his kite out of a tree, and then they ran off to see what else they could do with it. The kids didn't realize that Cal had seen them, and so had Doc Ock. The villain said, "That's Spidey's web shooter. I must get it." She ordered Cal to steal the web shooter and bring it to her. Cal easily took the web shooter from Will and ran away, but not before Tracy, Twirly, and Twisty arrived. They immediately called Spidey on the comm link. You know, it's nice to have helper robots, huh? Peter was helping Aunt May plant flowers.
I don't have a helper robot, but I do have my favorite wolf named Dennis.
That's nice. Luckily, she had to go to the store, and that meant he could slip away as Spidey to save the day. In the park, Tracy had taken the web shooter from Cal, but then Doc Ock showed up, and the robots were no match for the villain's tentacles. And Doc Ock snatched the web shooter away. "Now I can whip up those pesky superheroes once and for all," Doc Ock shouted. "You're not going anywhere," Spidey said, swinging onto the scene. Doc Ock tried to use Spidey's web shooter against him, thwip, but Spidey easily avoided the webbing. Doc Ock ordered Cal to slow Spidey down so she could web him. "If we had webs, we could tie that robot up," Will said to Lizzie. But that gave Lizzie an idea. She asked the kid with the kite if they could borrow his string. She and Will tied it between two trees, and it tripped Cal as Tracy, Twirly, and Twisty chased him. Lizzie and Will quickly used the rest of the string to tie Cal up tight. Oh, they knocked him out. And now they've got him.
How come Cal has X eyes? I thought X eyes meant you were dead.
It just means that you've been knocked out, which he was. thanks to those quick-thinking kids. Doc Ock turned to help Cal, and that gave Spidey a chance to web her up good. Thwip, 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 and get his web shooter back. Doc Ock struggled against the webbing, shaking the tree she was stuck to. The bag of money she had hidden in the tree fell to the ground. "Another plan ruined," Doc Ock said. Spidey said he would return the money to the bank. Just then, Will and Lizzie's mom came down the path. She was amazed at all the activity going on. "You should be really proud," Spidey told her. "The kids, along with Tracy, Twirly, and Twisty, had used teamwork and quick thinking to save the day." And that is a very cool ending to the story, isn't it? Because when you work as a team, you can be way more successful than if you try to do it alone.
So I'm just adding this to the book.
Uh-huh.
1 hour later, the police arrive. "Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. Hey, thanks for your help, Spidey. Now we can put this criminal in jail." Yep. Anytime.
Yeah, he would probably say that, I think. That's a great addition. And it is also...
The end.
Hope
you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.